I want to encourage you to think about what we've been talking about over the last few weeks in terms of the kingdom of God breaking in and hearing God and seeing God and resonating with him. If you've sort of picked up some of it and think, well, I don't understand it all, you know, I'd encourage you to get all of the tapes or the CDs and listen to it, because it's something which I don't expect everyone to understand, but I think there's stuff in there which will help you in the future in terms of what some of the things God is actually doing. The best way of doing that, by the way, is to get a memory stick, and I can actually download all the files onto it for you if you need to listen to them, and I've got lots of other stuff I can download for you to help. Okay. When I went to heaven lots of different times, and subsequent to the fast, which I did in August, you know, God showed me a whole load of things about the connection between the spiritual realm and the natural realm, and how that works in practice. And a lot of it I didn't understand at the time. And subsequently, I've sort of meditated and studied it and found that lots of other people are doing it. And Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets." So what I've been doing over the last few weeks is basically prophesying some of the things I've seen. I don't expect you necessarily to understand it all. I don't understand it all, so I can't expect you to either. But I'm prophesying it out, because in prophesying it out, it enables God to start working on it. It enables God to start working and bringing it about. And God is speaking all over the world. John 16:12, Jesus said, "I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." But now is the time when some of those things are being opened up. Books are being opened, revelations being opened. He can speak to us about things of heaven, because this whole word quantum, the thing of quantum is the unseen, the subatomic realm. And because we're getting an understanding of the subatomic realm in a physical sense, and the scientists are understanding more, although the more they see, the less they actually seem to understand, because they're opening up realms that are connected to heaven. But those are now enable things to come about. Jesus promised, when the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. And all of us can actually be connected with what is to come. It's called prophecy, but I want to talk today about how prophecy comes and where it comes from in a physical sense and a spiritual sense. Have you seen your future destiny? Because if you've not seen your future destiny, you will not be able to fulfill it. God uses visualization to enable us to see, whether it's dreams or visions or prophetic pictures, or even pictures that are natural that speak of prophetic things. God uses those things. He told Abraham that he was going to have children in the future, and then he pointed to the stars and showed him pictures of the stars and said, "Your children are going to be like that." He pointed to the sand of the desert and said, "Your children are going to be like that." And it was a picture that enabled, once he'd seen the picture, then to be able to come about. And that's what needs to take place. Jesus was constantly connected to his future. John 5:19. He could see what the Father was doing. Therefore enabled him to do it also. But how did he see what the Father's doing? How was he connected to the future? Those are some of the things I want to talk about. How could he live in two realms at once? Well, it's the same as what we can. 1 John 1:5, it says, "God is light." God is light. Now, light is something powerful. God spoke to me about light in a way that light is a wave and a particle, and scientists really struggle to equate that. There's an experiment you can do with two slits, and you put light through it. And if you look at it in a particular way, it looks like it's like particles firing out. If you look at it from another perspective, it looks like waves. Now, nothing changes, only your perspective in looking at it. So if you think it's going to be particles, it actually looks like particles. If you think it's going to be waves, it looks like waves. That's what quantum physics is about. Reality comes about how we look at it. That's what faith is about. We perceive things from God's perspective and not our own, and it brings it about. 1 John 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. So words spoken, we know as we talked before, are what started the creation off. Now the eye is 700 times more sensitive than the ear. That's why we have slides so that you can see it, because it's easier to remember something you've seen, because it fires off 700 times more neurons in your brain than just hearing a message. So your eyes can see at a level way above what you can hear. Your ears can hear about 20 cycles to 20,000 cycles hertz. But your eye can see 400 to 700 nanometers, which is 700 octaves above, if you like, sound. Your eyes are much more sensitive. That is a picture of where there is the visible range you can see. All this is invisible. Short waves, AM waves, television, radio, microwaves, and all this stuff above, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays, are all things which are there, but you can't physically see them. Above that, there is a massive dimension of a spiritual realm of wavelength, which goes way above that, which we are now starting to see. That's why you can see angels. You're starting to see above this level, and above all this level, into what's in the cosmic level, or the supernatural level. You're starting to see in the supernatural realm. And that's why angels are being seen. That's why we're seeing gold dust manifested. That's why oil is starting to appear on people's hands. Because the level of frequency that we can see is going up in the spirit realm. Because God is restoring it to us. Ephesians 1 verse 3. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So every spiritual blessing is in the unseen realm. How are we going to get it from the unseen realm into the seen realm? Because that's really important. Because there's no point having a blessing that you can't get hold of. It's like dangling a carrot in front of a donkey to make him walk. And it's like if the carrot is never eaten, the donkey is frustrated. And it's like God is not placing spiritual blessings in front of us to frustrate us. He's causing us to want to pursue them and get hold of those spiritual blessings and bring them into the physical realm. But they're all in the unseen realm. That's what it says. The spiritual blessings are in heavenly places, in unseen realms. Ephesians 2:6, God has raised us with him, to seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we have access. As his children, we have access to those unseen realms. Now, we need to know how to access them properly. Hebrews 1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The things are hoped for are the things we see in that unseen realm. Things we see by faith. Things we see by vision, by revelation, by dream. We see them in that realm. But then, they're the conviction of the things that aren't seen in this realm so that we can see them. Because when we believe by faith in what God has said or spoken and shown us, it can manifest it in this realm. We just have to keep pressing in. Romans 4:17, God calls into being that which does not exist. Hallelujah. When we can see things that do not exist in this realm, we also can call them into being. But you can only call into being what you hope for, what you've seen. So it's really important that we can see into the realm of God, into the realm of the heavens, into the realm of the promises of God, so that we can call them into being and see them manifested. You see what is not yet, and you say it as if it is. Now think about that. You see what is not yet. We can see spiritually what is not yet in this realm. That's what prophetic words are. They're things that God says are going to take place that we've seen. They've not yet manifested. But we start speaking them as if they are. That's what Chris is doing when he gets up here and he's saying, we've got these posters, we've got these things in the paper, because God has spoken to us about what he's going to do, and we're starting to speak about them as if he's already done them. Yeah. That's how faith operates. That's how God wants us to manifest it. Hebrews 11 verse 3, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of the invisible. So everything of matter that we see, feel, can touch, taste, smell, everything of that was actually created out of unseen energy from the unseen realm. And it's actually still connected. We are still connected to that unseen realm. Without it, we would not be able to exist. God says, it says in Ephesians 4:6, there's one God and Father of us all, who is over all, through all, and in all. God is in the connection. He's omnipresent. He's in every realm. He's in every subatomic particle. He's in everything we can't see. He's everything we can see. It's like most of what we see is actually just empty space. If you take a nucleus of a atom, in that nucleus and around that nucleus are electrons. It's like a nucleus is a pinhead, and the electron which is going round it is like 5 football fields away. All the rest of it's empty space, although it isn't empty. God is there. The presence of God is there within every empty space, so we can connect with him. Colossians 1, verse 16. For by him all things were created, both the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Now I want you to really think of before all things. Now I'm before you, but I could have been in this room before you. So there's a sense of time and space involved in that. And Jesus is before all things in terms of time because he's in the heavenly realms. So everything prophetic is in the heavenly realms before it actually takes place in this natural realm. Now some people would say that in the heavenly realms, time doesn't exist. Time does exist, only it's so fast that this realm seems really slow by comparison. And that I'll explain one day. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. See, this world in which we live is only a shadow or like a hologram of the true spiritual realm that God has created. Hence, Jesus said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God wants earth to be representing heaven. And the spiritual realm is the real realm. Because spirit, we are created spirit, God breathed into us himself, is eternal. These things we see are transient. They're not eternal. But we are eternal and we're connected to the eternal realm. So these things, that's why actually these things are all going to get dissolved by fire and we're going to get new heavens and a new earth. So holding on to things materially here actually doesn't make an awful lot of sense. It's like we can use things materially here for the kingdom of God and for God's glory, but actually holding tight and being possessive of them makes no sense because eventually they're just going to disappear anyway. They're going to be destroyed by something which is fire. I won't go into that either. I have to keep on track. The kingdom of heaven. Come on earth as it is in heaven. I am. Read the poem last week about God, Jesus, and I am. He's always present. The spiritual realm is 20,000 times 10 to the 9 faster than the natural realm. That's why he can be before everything. And we can be connected to that. He upholds all things by the word of his power. God, Jesus, keeps this whole thing together by his words that he spoke and how he sees it. God's grace is God's divine ability, and it's the energy that holds everything together. And we can connect with God's grace in and through everything. I was listening to a tape this week, and in it, it talked about a lady who came up into a prayer line, and she was crying, and she said, can you explain something to me? Can you explain something to me? Can you explain the unseen realm? And the guy said, why? And she said, well, I was in my car, we're coming home from church with my children, we drove up to an intersection and a big truck carrying a horse trailer jumped a red light and actually came and hit her car. And she said, I saw it hit the car, I felt the vibration, and then I saw the truck come right through my windscreen, come right through me, and come right out the back. Went right through the car. A policeman was actually watching at the intersection. He said, I watched and I saw a truck jump the red light, hit this other car. I reached down to call 911 And in calling 911, I looked up and I saw the truck coming out of the car. And it was a statement he wrote. He wrote the actual statement of the truck coming out of the car. Now, how do you explain that? I can explain it. And I will explain it one day. But this realm of stuff is starting to take place. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. Whetting your appetite. Okay, the realms were made out of, the world was made out of invisible stuff. Are subatomic realms and the spiritual realm connected? Yes, they are. They are connected. The worlds we cannot see are connected. That is where the omnipotent, all-powerful and all-seeing God and all-present God is actually connected to us. Now, we talked about superstring and everything being packets of energy that spin at a frequency, and that's what God spoke into being. I don't know what that is. So it's in that. And turn down that one altogether. Just turn that off altogether. And plug this one into that one. All right. Well, it's not actually me because it won't go in when I'm not on. Quantum resonance. But for the vibration of the universe to take place and for God to hold it in place, strings require a connection to the unseen dimension to exist. Now think about that. For God's eternal energy in that unseen realm to be connected to ours, there has to be more dimensions. Scientifically, string theory says there have to be up to 10 different dimensions. We need to connect up with that spiritual realm if we're going to see the kingdom of God. The invisible becomes visible as we see it. Now, this is something which quantum scientists have discovered. They can't understand, but they've discovered it. The way you look at something determines what it exists like. It's like they discovered by looking at electrons spinning around a nucleus in an atom under an electron microscope, that if you thought it was going to be spinning clockwise, it would be when you observed it. If you thought it was going to spin anti-clockwise, it would be when you observed it. So our observation determines what the reality is, because that's the power that God has given us. That's the power of what happens. This is a really strange term. It's called popping a quiff. It's a quantum physics term that actually describes when you observe something, it becomes reality. All right, and I will explain it. The blessings that are not yet tangible in this dimension, because they only exist in state of possibilities, the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms, okay, which are ours, but they exist, but we haven't seen them yet, until someone observes them. When we observe them, they can come into this realm. At that observation, the potential that was there literally becomes a thing, a substance, a particle or a wave. That collapse of that wave is called popping a quiff. It's actually when we see something, it starts to exist the way we see it. That's why we need to see things the way God sees them. Otherwise, if we see things the way we see them, we will manifest what we start to see. And it's like, I want to manifest what God sees, not what I see. You can see or observe something that God shows you before it happens. I know this sounds really confusing, but actually it really isn't. It just sounds so. This is what prophecy is. God shows you something before it actually happens. You start to visualize it, see it, confess it, speak it, and that actually starts to bring it into reality. But this actually is discovered scientifically by quantum physicists. They've discovered this is how the world works. This is how God set up the universe. This is what it says in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not yet revealed to the physical senses. That's Hebrews 11 in the Amplified Version. So effectively, everything we see in the realm of the unseen realm of, in our spirit, that enables us to bring it into the here and now. That's what Jesus did every day. He was connected to that unseen realm, and therefore that unseen realm manifested, and he did miracles, signs, and wonders. He healed people. He brought words of knowledge, words of wisdom, because he was connected before it ever happened. So he saw it before it ever happened. God has given us the same ability to see things before they happen and to bring them into reality today. Everything exists as waves. So if you think of the unseen realm, every promise, everything choice you could ever make exists. All right? Some people say they're parallel universes or multiverses, but actually, if you think about it, everything you do as a choice affects reality. Everything. It affects your reality. It affects other people's reality. If you choose to get up someone and punch someone in the face, it will affect their reality. Your choice affects the world in which we live. Now, it's like, if they all exist, 6 billion people on the planet who may have possibly 1,000 choices every second that they can make, that's a conservative estimate of the things you could do every second. Every time we come together with somebody else, we know that multiplies by 10, because one can put 1,000 and two 10,000 to flight. That multiplies the potential things that are out there in that unseen realm enormously. Our free will, because God has given us free will to choose, will determine what each one of those waves collapses and becomes. What will do we want? Well, I tell you what will I want. I want God's will. Because God's seen it before it's ever happened, and he knows the best consequence and the best outcome of every decision we could ever make. And Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. He only wanted to do the will of the Father, which was in that heavenly realm, and manifest it here on earth. And he called us to do the same, to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We have an opportunity to be connected to that spiritual realm every instant, because it's already happened in that spiritual realm, if you like. It's already before. Probably hasn't happened, but it's before it's happened. So we can be connected to it.
So that's why
you don't have to doubt. No, because if we're connected with God, we're already connected and can know what is already going to happen. That's God's will. Heaven invading earth. It's God's heart. How does that work? Well, we are spirit. That's who we're created. We are spirit. Therefore, we can be connected to the spiritual unseen realm. We have a connection. When every day I make a connection with the spirit realm, I go to heaven, I open my heart up, I present myself as a living sacrifice, God opens a door for me, I can access heaven. By faith, I can go to heaven any minute of any day, as we all can. Sometimes my spirit goes there, sometimes I'm perceiving and seeing things here as if I was there, but actually all of us can be connected. So, literally, we are connected with a realm which is operating faster than we are. The speed of light is faster in the heavenly realms than it is in this realm. I'll explain one day why the speed of light is slowing down in this realm and what that means. But all waves and particles of matter blink in and out of existence as they're being observed. Who's observing them?
We are.
Yeah, Jesus is observing them. He is before all things and he holds everything together. If he stopped observing us, we would cease to be. But we are interacting and connecting with the spiritual realm extremely fast. We exist as Jesus observes us. That spiritual realm exists above the speed of light. This is how fast it is we're interacting. 20,000 times each billionth of a second. That's Planck's constant. It's the smallest point of time and space that can be measured. 20,000 times, each billionth of a second, we are flicking in and out of the spiritual realm and are connected. We can train our senses to actually live in two realms. To be seeing what the Father's doing, to be connected to his heart and his mind all the time. Because physically, our spirit is connected. Our physical body is being connected all the time. We're just not aware of it. Because obviously that is a bit fast for us to be aware of physically. But spiritually, we can be aware of it. The spiritual realm, therefore, is the real realm, and our physical realm is a shadow of that. So Jesus is outside of time and our calendar, if you like, and he's looking in, he's observing, and he is sustaining all things. In this nanosecond, 1 billionth of a second, he's singing the frequencies and vibrations of our body so that we hold together. Everything exists because of him. The power that's available in that realm is enormous. I want to tell you what it is in a second. So when you see your future, you're getting information faster than the speed of light. You have to be. Because the speed of light is the fastest thing that can happen in this realm. But you're seeing something before it actually happens. So you're getting information from the spiritual realm faster than the speed of light. Literally through streaming superluminal particles, which just means faster than the speed of light. But it's impressive, isn't it? The barrier of light speed is bridged from this realm to a higher bandwidth of light by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to reveal what is to come. So connects us to that realm. Now, this is a really interesting fact. When they experimented on DNA, they put DNA in a vacuum and they fired a laser-modulated light at it, and it started to form a light pattern. They wondered what this light pattern was, so they removed the DNA and carried on firing the laser. The light pattern continued, even though the DNA had been removed. They were subsequently forced to face the fact that something had actually appeared in that vacuum, which was not in the realm that it was there. So they postulated that they must have formed magnetized wormholes. Now, we would call them portals, things that are open, and that's at a DNA level. In our worship, we open portals to heaven. In a big thing, and angels come through them, and the power of God comes through them, and the presence of God comes through portals that we open. There is an access and an avenue to that realm. Effectively, there are connections between the spiritual and the natural realm, and those connections we can actually now start to see much more because there's that bandwidth of understanding and light is being restored to us. Zero point energy. Anyone know the Stargate universe? You know the whole universe operates from zero point modules. Literally, when they looked in a vacuum, they have thought there would be nothing in that space. Obviously, it's a vacuum. But when they measured it, they measured there was heat and elements in that space. So they thought, well, actually, it must be something to do with the movement of the vacuum. So they cooled the vacuum down to ultimate zero, or whatever it is, minus 27 Kelvin, I think it is. The coldest, so all at that spin, all molecules and atoms stopped to move, okay? They still found there was stuff in the vacuum. They call it zero point energy. Now, the stuff that's in that vacuum, we know we have an all-powerful God. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. That zero point energy at the Planck's constant, the power of God is coming in and out of existence all the time. All the time. Literally, I wrote it down here to explain how much energy there is, okay? You've got 100 light, say you've got 100 watt light bulb. The sun is 3.8 times 10 to the 20 more than a 100 watt light bulb. That's a lot. 10 to 20 zeros after it, more. We have about 100 billion planet suns in our galaxy alone. If they all shone for 100 million years, that would be 1 cubic centimeter of zero point energy. Wow. That's how powerful God is. one drop of that on the head of a pin drop could cause all the water in all the oceans to boil. It is literally power beyond our human understanding, but science has proved it exists. Now they're faced with a massive problem. Where does it come from? Yeah, we know where it comes from, and we can be connected to it. Literally, we can. This is why the power of God that manifests through us can heal the sick, can raise the dead, can do things. Now, when we start to understand and be connected to it, our faith can actually start to move mountains. Didn't Jesus say we could speak to mountains and they would move? No. Was he speaking figuratively? No, I don't think so. Because he did things like that himself. He moved things. So each kilowatt, there is 1.07 times 10 to the 117 zeros kilowatts per cubic meter of quantum space of zero point energy. Because God is all powerful. And he is connecting us to that realm. I'm virtually finished, all right? So we can be connected to before. Think about that. We can be connected to before. Those particles, when Einstein did his equations and he died, he left boards of it and they photographed it. And when they found it in his equations, he was working just before on his death. He was working on the fact that his equations proved that there was particles that move faster than the speed of light. Basically, they sent a scientist to investigate, who was one of his disciples, if you like, and he came up with the fact and called it a tachyon. Those of you who know the Stargate universe, you know tachyons. We're used to form energy shields. But literally, there are particles that are faster than the speed of light within us. Literally, it proved God's omnipotence and omnipresence. Now, scientists will not want you to know about that, but literally, I've seen the equations. I didn't understand any of it, but I knew what it said. So we can see the effect before the cause. Two-thirds of the Bible came before the event. It's prophecy. Yeah. Some of it, we're still waiting for it to come. So it was written before it happened. Where? Because it was connected with the spiritual realm. All prophecy is the result of facts before the event. Vision, words of knowledge, seeing, knowing, getting information before it happens so that we can see it happen. God is light. God is love. God is spirit. There is creative light, which is operating in the heavenly realms, which is faster than created light from the sun, which operates in this realm. And you know that because God said, let there be light, before he created the sun. Read Genesis 1. Light operates in bandwidths. So there are widths of light, different expressions of it. Everything actually is formed out of light. Now this is the interesting bit. John 12:36. While you have the light, Jesus, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. Yes, Lord. Sons of light, not created light, but creative light that gives us power. Isaiah 61, arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Adam was connected to God in this supernatural realm. He was clothed with glory. He was clothed with light at a different wavelength and a different speed than we've got now. When the fall came, first the whole light of heaven changed when the light bearer Lucifer fell, and that changed things. I'll explain that one day as well. But God is restoring upper bandwidths of light to us. We can start seeing in a realm of the supernatural. We can start operating as children and sons of light, creatively operating in things of miracles and signs and wonders and things beyond what our even imagination can show us right now. I want to encourage you to go beyond. How do you receive those spiritual blessings? Well, you need to see it and say it. Get those visions. Go to heaven. Get the revelation and the dreams. Know your identity as a child of God. You have to write to inherit this stuff. This is who you are, as a son of light, a child of light. See what is not yet and say it as if it is. That's what we need to do. Start speaking out what we've seen in those realms. Keep observing. Start speaking. Call into existence. Don't give up. By faith and patience we inherit. It's a time between one and the other. Now I want to just leave you with this. What realm are you connected with? What are you seeing? Whose voice are you resonating with? James 3:15 describes things you can see and things you can hear. Wisdom from above, from that third heaven, earthly, natural, and demonic. Third heaven, second heaven, first heaven, self. What are you connected with? What are you listening to? Yourself? Things around you? Demonic stuff? Or godly stuff? You've got a choice. You've got a choice today, what we listen to, what we see. God wants us to see what He sees. He wants us to be like Jesus, who only did what He saw the Father doing. God wants us to be connected to a realm which is supernatural and spiritual, and which can manifest in this physical realm. That is God's will. That is God's purpose for us. Now, I want to finish like we did last week. I want to make some declarations, and I would encourage you, if you agree with them, to say amen. So let's stand together. When I was in those heavenly realms, this is some of the things that God has shown me about us as a church. Okay? And I want you to see things yourself in this realm of what God shows you. Because God can reveal what is before. And these are the things He's revealed to me and shown me. I want to speak them out. And if you agree with them, I want you to say amen. I also want you to have your own vision of what God shows you. I have also 20 dreams. I need to get another one to match up. Get 21. Of what God has shown me, of what I will do in those supernatural spiritual realms. And I have those things. I see them. I see them in the scripture, and I see them through vision. We see ourselves moving in miraculous power in signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
We see ourselves experiencing the wine, fire, and wind of the Spirit.
Amen.
We see ourselves living as priests and kings before God and men.
Amen.
We see ourselves receiving an end-time transfer of wealth.
Amen.
We see ourselves exercising authority in the heavenly realms and releasing salvation on earth.
Amen.
We see ourselves being a place where anyone can find love, acceptance, significance, and purpose.
Amen.
We see ourselves exercising dominion in the marketplace.
Amen.
We see ourselves operating a school for the supernatural ministry and healing rooms.
Amen.
We see ourselves owning this whole area and serving the community and bringing transformation.
Amen. Amen.
We see ourselves providing affordable quality housing.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you will say yes to that because you've seen that as well. We see ourselves so flowing in glory that people near us will be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Amen.
We see ourselves living in the dual realms of heaven and earth.
Amen.
We see ourselves operating in nature miracles and having angelic visitations.
Amen.
We're already doing that, some of it. We see ourselves living under a constantly open heaven.
Amen.
We see ourselves fulfilling our destiny.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to encourage you, what do you see us doing? I want you to go to that heavenly realm. I want us, you to see, each one of you, find one dream that can be added to our list. Can be added to what you see and God shows you. And then find 20 personal dreams. I've seen myself in that before realm doing things that I'm now starting to do. But there's a lot more I've seen myself doing that I'm not doing yet. But it's all available to you in that realm. You have to start to see it before. And then start to speak it as if it is. And in that realm, this stuff will start to get outworked. Because God is revealing this in these days, because He's got stuff for us to do that means we need this stuff. We will need to know how to operate in the realm of the supernatural for what is to come. The next time I speak, I will share on a prophetic timetable of future events that God spoke to me while I was in heaven. There aren't any times on that, but there are events that God has spoken to me about. We will need this stuff and a revelation of how to be operating in the supernatural realm of the Spirit if we're going to be able to tackle the things that are going to come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if you didn't understand any of that, don't worry. Because I've spoken it out prophetically, and your spirit has heard it, and you will start to resonate with that as God starts to work that out.
Amen. But can we have just the guys going out tonight with Tom? Is that real?